can keep on going to try to help our young people. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, Piyuminyaklokakta, we had skin sewing with the girls and elderly people and young people. Ang uto gising ngaming iyani, isigakaktut. A lot of times, pinritkalakaktut, when something come up, we don't like to be on the way like, but we're trying to that no uba be matakaklungali.
Thank you, Minnie. Dora?
Our grandparents.
Thank you, Dora. Jonah?
Allah Allah.
Thank you, Sunak. True.
You book, Rumbati, Rumat, Nauta, Na, Alex, Rumi, Nesu, Rumi, Arnop, Adna, Rumi, Tatna, Nipizabi, Amin, Tawandisha, Bixu, Mira, Bixu, Rumi, Yawna, Rumi, Adna, Rumi, Kudu, 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 Kudu,
Thank you. Willie?
We're fortunate and contributed to have a bigger town and more people, but we do have our problems still getting the elders. So we have four. Also, we're fortunate enough to have enough businesses to give donations for door prizes. So that helps us then contribute. We're also fortunate to have Bernetta May help us from Manila in sending out notices to our elders in Cottonview and putting the notice on the radio for our elders' meeting. We schedule the first Monday of every month. It's set schedule until, unless there's something happening and we have to reschedule. There are times when we do call elders to come to the meeting. But most of the time we just put the notices out. I'm real glad that the elders from Cottage are here. They're the ones that help out a lot in Cottage. They're all involved in the wellness program, the ones that are here. Even though we left some at home, that we're involved in our three conferences we had for the wellness program. We're fortunate that they're willing to help. We know we've made a difference in contributing with some of the people in the wellness program because we didn't have that many people on the first conference. On the second one, we had a little bit more. And then this last time, we had some other different people in there that are moving forward with the program by getting help and joining the women's group. We're going to start the men's group in Cottonview. So we know we're making some progress in Cottonview with the wellness program. And we're fortunate that the IRA is running it for us in the sense that they're able to gather the people and information we need and have that capability. And all also they were very instrumental in getting the door prizes and all the things ready for us, even though we were sidetracked by not having the armory available to us. But we made it work. So, our goal in Constantine is to continue helping. We've had elders participating in the youth program. We have Jonas and Constantine Youth to go to the end, and other elders to go to the UTEP state. We help as much as we can. We have elders there that go to the MAP program at Manila, that people that have sentenced through the court system to go to that program. We're fortunate that those elders are willing to take the time to go counsel. And Jonas is going to be part of it. I know Johnny's been over there, I've been over there. We have other people that go over there too, that are from the community. So we're doing as much as we can, when we can, but we still need help too. Julio Pobi Laglao Yali Kapama. He made me up a Supuna. Sayon Nali Juli. Katimatia Kamarzi, Supreme. Naka Luigi with the front of Rene. Chamber of Makna. Papa Maturi, Chamber of Lalana, Nakal would you? Sane yok pitsima pluma, untuk kanat yok, sumit pisip pada, Nakal sama nari, kaya ului. Kita sangi karna alama bini cima, kieru si kaya rumami, kakama si kaya rumbrima, ului. Kuyagika, kapoke teruli, kuyalabali, di semua labali pingi kelak kemarin, plan tulis to, anak anak kelu, dadat ke dapu, apat ke apat ke, ablabali mana, ini waktu malu, ini. Tell me, no dam, not a lemony. Stop for any in your room, you need to tell me. Breathe, breathe, I'm not. It's doomed in the Romany. You got a cup of coffee tomorrow. Live to the dam, it gets in your room. Put up go. Look on. How you lay to low yard one? So that the moon is already gone at night. A lot blue. But you go up to come. And the weather is my kid. Allah kalau nak tu, mudi cakaplah kalau nak ni ada, ane tak tahu. Agni lah kamu, kan? Kali lagi, ane buka kami. Istu tiga anga, kata menu, munamun tu, mengelak dulu, kacau. Go to cut for you like to know that one who no me go pop the money because I'm going to pop the over here. Take two, suppose you eat them. Another boy you do it really, that really from the back of the machine. When we are eating up this every day, who do me? You know what we're making, friend? After I see what I'm doing, I'll go left down. Get all the glue out of the bathroom to put a hunting stone to get in your foot. You want that? ya llegó a mí. Aquí también. Sacó por el tono y después una figura de lo de aquí, de Juan Escalé, que lo verás, van a no haber salido de la comunidad de la.
Thank you, Willie. Tell me.
You know, some of the things that, like we say, we're facing, some of the things that I face in my life, you know, I met Eugene. And last time I saw my mother, I was 4 years old. And but I lived with my grandfather, which I was very fortunate to have done. Because he taught me a lot about family and family life. So consequently, when I got married, we had four children, and when my wife left me, I took the reins and raised my four children. And I'm fortunate that they all grew up and they're all working, going to school. In fact, my youngest daughter just graduated from college in May, which I'm very proud of. And I'm very fortunate to have 16 grandchildren. Dr. Gerard, I'm very rich right now. And one of the things I value is my village. You know, most of the kids in that village are related to me. Because out of the 60 kids that are in Deering, but 40 of them I call me grandpa, even if they're my nieces and nephews. And I feel very proud of that because I try to do things right because I know they're watching, you know. This is one of the reasons why I could bring him something like that. although I do have a beer once in a while, but not as much as I used to, you know. I remember about 15 years ago, for 5 years, I had to drink every day for 5 years. And I had a stroke and that made me stop me thinking, hey, I have grandchildren, I want to see them graduate from high school or college. So that changed my life now. And I'm very proud to be part of the Elders Council, and I'm learning a lot. And I hope that we'll be able to resolve some of our things. And I think I'm starting to get more involved in our other things, so maybe if I can get a couple other people more involved, maybe we could get our Elders Council back to where it used to be in the 80s and early 90s before I left. I left here in 1994, 93, my oldest daughter lost her husband, so I stayed with her for a year and a half since she got out of here. And I moved back to Deering, and I was kind of sad to see that the Elders Council had deteriorated where there was hardly any meetings anymore. Like I said earlier, when I worked for Money Left Manpower, I used to do all the work, try to do most of the work, hit the conflict. I write the minutes, like we got things started there, like saying, kids are not accompanied when we had a couple of the older hunters take young people out to teach them how to hunt rumen. So, some of the kids are doing it. This spring, we had about four or five young men hunt for elders, and I'm proud to say my oldest grandson, he got his first rumen, but he gave it to his aunt, you know, because they say that the first rumen that we get, you have to give it to your closest relative, and that's what he did. Some of the things that they're doing, like for me, they're doing like hunting for the elders, and I'm very fortunate to say that I've always got caribou in my footlock, my freezer. Every time they come around, they say, "You want caribou?" I say, "Yes." I know, but I say, "No, once they put coming around." this I think is part of going toward wellness when we have our young people realizing that the elders rely on somebody's needs.